Okay, thanks for joining me, everyone. Charles Moskowitz here. It's a pleasure and an honor to welcome Alex Newman to the program. Alex is a regular guest here. He is, I believe, the editor of New American Magazine. Is that right, Alex?
Yes, sir. Senior editor at the New American and editor-in-chief at libertysentinel.org.
Excellent. And you're the author of the new book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools, War on Faith, Family, and Freedom, and How to Stop It. You've got a good record of covering the issue of education, among many other issues dealing with the New World Order, including your last book on the topic, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children, which you co-wrote with our dear friend, the late, great Dr. Samuel L. Blumenfeld. So, Alex, to go into your present book, nothing could be more salient right now than discussing what's going on with our children. The whole issue of the world order control of our children, obviously, in my opinion, ramped up to a very open and brazen degree during the so-called pandemic, when you had children being forced to wear these face diapers and then being forced to have this experimental vaccine, which the consequences of which are just, it's horrifying, and it's sort of an emerging story. Just this morning, I heard on Jeff Kuhner's program on WRKO, a father call in and say that his son came home to him and said, "Hey, you know, Donald Trump is bad, and if he's elected, they're going to take me away from you." This father was he was a grandfather who was bringing up his young grandchildren. And this is child abuse. I mean, this is, you know, fear porn. I mean, this is using it's traumatizing children, these kinds of lies. It's going to irreparably affect children's minds and souls and bodies, I mean, going forward. So Alex, talk a little bit about your basic premise here.
So the book makes several key arguments. The first one is that the system was designed to do what it's doing. So yes. When people talk about fixing it, we need to really talk about what that means. It's not broken in the sense that it's not doing what it was designed to do. It's working very, very, very well when you understand that the purpose was actually to dumb down the population, to indoctrinate children against God, against truth, against the principles that America was founded on, against individual liberty, against the concept of God-given rights. These were all part of the design of this system. And we know because we've got primary source documents from the creators, the designers, the architects of the system, explaining that that's what they were going to do. Now they paint this as some sort of heroic work, but ultimately they are pretty clear about the fact that they want to fundamentally transform the nation by transforming the mindsets and the worldview of children. The dumbing down component, of course, our mutual late friend, Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld, spent 60 years of his life exposing this, how they were able to turn America into a nation of illiterates, from being the most literate nation in the history of humanity to being a nation where half of us are pretty much functionally illiterate, according to the federal government's own data. All of this was by design. And so we need to start with that fundamental recognition that this was the plan. And people, I tell that to people, and it just goes right over their head. So they say, "Well, I guess I have to run for school board then." No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you're then participating in a system that is destroying children and cannot be reformed. So I'm not against running for school board per se, but if you do run for school board, you have to do it with the full understanding that that is not going to fix this problem. The system itself is the problem. It's like when you have a cancer, nobody talks about how do we modify the cancer? How do we reform the cancer to make it a better cancer? Right? We don't want to reform the cancer. We want to remove the cancer because the life of the patient, in this case, our country, our families, our churches, our synagogues, our communities, is going to die if we don't remove this cancer. It's just that simple. And people get upset when you say that. It's a $1 trillion a year industry. Everybody is somehow connected to it. Aunt Sally maybe is a teacher. Uncle Joe is the principal. Your mom was a public school teacher. Almost all of us went through public schools. So everybody's somehow connected to the system. Nobody wants to openly confront it, but we must. So we show that this is the plan from the beginning. We show what's happening today. They're really brainwashing children for serfdom in a future one world order. We've got the smoking gun evidence, proof of that. And then we wrap up the book with, I think the primary take from the ending is, look, we can go back to what worked. There was a time when America, before the government even got involved in education, before the camel's nose was even coming under the tent, there was a time when Americans were the best educated people in the history of the world. We had almost universal literacy. Foreigners would come here and were just amazed at what they saw. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about the educational level of Americans. They couldn't believe it. It was astounding to educated people from Europe what was happening here in the United States. So we can go back to that, but we have to know what we lost. We have to recognize what used to exist. And unfortunately, that's been wiped from our collective memory after almost five generations of indoctrination through this dumbed down system. So it's a lot of information in one book. It's a lot of new ideas to take in, but I do believe it's the most essential battle that we are facing as a country, as families, and even as religious communities.
Well, I want to talk about the solution to the very obvious problems that we're confronting and that you've documented quite thoroughly in terms of the frontier thinkers and the progressive educators, starting with John Dewey, certainly who derived inspiration from Marx, who in the Communist Manifesto included control of education as one of the 10 planks. But I just want to, just as a quick codicil, note that people should run for school board, get into the school committee, get your ideas across, confront these demons, if you'll excuse me, who are trying to brainwash our children and use fear and to get them to be suppressed. You know, that's a good thing. We still have the infrastructure of a system here in public schools. It's just a matter of asserting our prerogative of citizens to control those public schools. The school board, the local school board and school committee should be the highest authority in the land in terms of what sort of education is offered the children. They should have full control of the curriculum. Now, if you're a left winger and you want to have progressive education, fine. Have it on your local level and have it with the consent of the people in your community. But, you know, it's really a local issue that needs to be completely opened up, transparent, and exposed to the public so that we can once again assert sovereign control and we can once again exercise what the left likes to crow about, which is democracy. Anyway, what is it, Alex, then, that you and your book are suggesting as a solution to this takeover by the world order of our children's minds?
So there are actually, I would say, several solutions that need to be looked at very seriously here. And in fact, I think all of them are essential. In the near term, families need to understand that they must separate from this system. If you have children inside of the public school system, I say this unequivocally, it doesn't matter what part of the country you live in. I don't care if you're in the most conservative district in the most conservative state. It doesn't matter. And I say that unequivocally and clearly, it doesn't matter. They're still dumbing down your children. They're still teaching them transgenderism. They're still teaching them the race propaganda. It is everywhere. It is ubiquitous. There's nowhere in the government system to hide. And so the solution then for a family, the solution for mom, dad, and child, you pull that child out of the system immediately. I mean, yesterday would have been better, but today is better than tomorrow. And I mean, immediately. Don't put them back on the school bus tomorrow. Whatever your state laws are, you want to comply with them. You don't want to get trouble with the law. If you have to call the superintendent of schools for your county or your district, call them, send in the letter, you know, do what you need to do, but get them out. And I use the analogy of a burning building, right? If your children are in a burning building and you hear them screaming and you feel the heat from the fire, you smell the burning flesh, what do you do, right? And the obvious answer is you run in there, and as fast as your legs can carry you, you grab that child and you run out the door and you run as far as you can from that burning building. We need to treat this like the urgent situation that it is. And in fact, the analogy falls short, because a fire will hurt your children physically. It might even kill them. And we would be lying if we said the schools weren't hurting children physically and weren't killing them. They're castrating children. They're giving hysterectomies to little girls. They're giving double mastectomies to girls. I mean, this is permanent, lifelong mutilation. This is sterilization. They'll never be able to have children.
It's the worst thing that I've heard of since Mangala.
Yeah.
This is, you know, they're experimenting. I mean, this is so evil. And it was unthinkable even like a couple of years ago.
That's right.
And on top of that, we now find out that recent polls indicate that not about 30% of young people consider themselves to be non-binary, which is something that no one ever heard of maybe 5 years ago. This is obviously some kind of an agenda that has been leached into the school system from the top.
Yep.
And, look, not everyone can do homeschooling like you do, Alex, which is great. And Dr. Sam Blumenfeld was one of the leaders in the homeschool movement all over the world, and his work was important in terms of launching it. But if you can't do homeschooling, you can very carefully and very kindly talk to other parents and get people on board in terms of confronting the school. And you can't do it alone, and you always have to be polite about it. But there are ways to change this. You know, it just takes one person in a crowded room to stand up and speak a little truth can change the whole complexion.
Yeah. But Charles, the reality is that this system cannot be changed, right? I've seen entire local school boards taken over by conservatives. Makes no difference. The state then will come in. The feds then will come in. The courts then will come in. The teachers unions will come in. Everything will stay the same.
So they really hermetically control everything now.
Everything, right?
The entire system, as you say, the courts, the state, the federal. Yep.
And if you can chop off one or two tentacles, right? So say you shut down the U.S. Department of Education. Say you get the union out of the schools. Say you get control of the local school board. They still have 10 other tentacles that are going to keep devouring the children. So I tell people, yes, it's true. Not everybody can homeschool, but everybody can pull their children out. And this isn't like a luxury option, right? This isn't like, do I want this car or that car? Do I want this lunch or that lunch? This is an existential threat to your children. Continuing with the burning building analogy, right? They're not just hurting your children physically, they're killing your children. Suicide is now one of the top causes of death among children. Suicide among children was unheard of just a generation ago. It didn't happen. Now the kids are killing themselves in huge numbers. They're killing each other in huge numbers. They're coming to school with firearms they stole and shooting their fellow students. They're killing children. They're also destroying them emotionally, spiritually, academically. Sam used to talk about the illiteracy. This is physical brain damage that's being done to these children.
Right, and that was a very deliberate, it basically short circuits the ability to think.
Yep.
You know, it's not just reading off a page, which of course is basic, but it's also, you know, the creation, and Sam did a great job of documenting this, and you did as well in your Crimes of the Educators, how they literally, were creating learning disorders, starting with dyslexia and on to other disorders, which of course creates a whole class of social and emotional disorders that then of course the cottage industries on the left can march in with federal funding to try to address the problem that they created. It's kind of like now the drug companies are creating a new vaccine to deal with myocarditis among the young people, which was created by the first vaccine.
Yep. You're putting the arsonist in charge of the fire department. It's absolutely preposterous. And so even for the parents who can't do homeschooling, there are other options. And I say only half jokingly, like you could not possibly do a worse job than the public school system. I mean, you could practically put your child in a closet for 12 years. Don't do that, but you could practically do that, and your children would be better off than spending 12 years in a government indoctrination center that's going to deliberately handicap them, that's going to deliberately isolate them and destroy them, that's going to dumb them down, and that's going to weaponize them against you, against your family, against your country, against your church, your synagogue, your values, your culture. You cannot possibly do a worse job than a system that's designed to destroy them. So even for the very low-income folks out there, actually, we started a ministry on this front called Public School Exit. We've got a lot of great people. Actually, the lady who wrote the foreword to my book, Dr. Diane Douglas, she used to be the superintendent of the public school system for all of Arizona. And she concluded, after 4 years at the helm of Arizona's public school system, that this could not be reformed. We have to get the children out. So she's working with us. We've got a great team. And our goal is to make sure that there is no child who has to be in the public schools, whether it's for monetary reasons, whatever. So we're working with churches to build private schools. We're working with parents to get scholarships for their children to be pulled out of the government schools. We're having a big fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago next week, actually. It's been sold out since the first week, so I can't invite people there. But we're hoping to raise a lot of money to be able to do a whole lot more of this. All the leaders, we're all volunteers. We do have a paid staff out in California. But this is, I think, the most critical issue. And I want parents to understand that going to the school board is not going to protect your children. Running for school board, sitting on the school board, being a teacher in the school is not going to protect your children. You only have one option. And I'll say it very, very clearly, you only have one option if you want what's best for your children, and that is to pull them out now.
I remember Sam talking about Marva Collins working in the inner city in South Chicago, introducing phonics and introducing a discipline curriculum to really troubled kids who are involved with, you know, single parent families and in tough neighborhoods, and how successful that was. Are there schools like that propping up where you can have people who are aware of what we're talking about here, who are awakened, as we might say? I mean, are there places like that? And if so, where?
There are many of them. Marva Collins was a superhero. She took the worst of the worst, the kids that everybody said, oh, they're going to be in jail or dead. They're total failures. They're never going to be able to learn to read. And she turned them into doctors and lawyers and engineers and community leaders, right? These were kids from single parent or broken homes from the inner cities of Chicago. And first of all, she taught them how to read using phonics, right? Wow, imagine that, teaching kids how to read. And then she taught them moral values and ethics and logic and reason. And they went on to do very great things. There are a lot of schools like that all across the country. In fact, I serve as a member of the board of the Freedom Project Academy. I'm a volunteer there as well. But we have students now all across the country and all over the world. It's online K-12 classical school. And it's about 4 hours a day for a full curriculum where parents can choose a la carte if they just want calculus or chemistry or Latin or whatever it is. They can just take one course. And so that's one option. And there are many, many other options. There are a lot of brick and mortar private schools that are doing excellent things. But there are also a lot, unfortunately, I'll put this word of caution out there. There are a lot that are just as bad as the government schools, in some cases even worse. And you pay $50,000, $70,000 for the privilege of having your children destroyed and having their brains turned into mush. So watch out. Do your due diligence. You wouldn't just trust your children to any random stranger. Don't just trust them to any random group of strangers at a private school. Do your research. Ask the questions. Look at the curricula. Look at the school books they're using. Look at how they're teaching reading before you make a decision like that that is going to impact the entire future of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and all the way down the line.
President Trump has talked about a national online accredited college education made available to all Americans, no charge, completely stripped of political correctness and critical theory and all these other very divisive and negative modalities. And that, is he on board here? I mean, you say you're having an event at Mar-a-Lago. Have you been in touch with President Trump, and is he on board?
We have been in touch with a lot of his key people, not with President Trump directly. Now, even if he were on board, he couldn't say things like this publicly, right? Again, the public school system is a $1 trillion-a-year monster. Something like 80% of Americans still send their children there.
They're going to come out against him anyways, and they're already indoctrinating the youngest children that they're basically portraying him like Hitler.
Oh, yeah. He's Trump literally Hitler. We hear over and over again.
Trump becomes president, we're going to have them, you know, they're going to get put away in concentration camps. So what? So why not come out? I mean, it's sort of, we've got nothing to lose to really come out against this rotten establishment.
Well, he's been very vocal in exposing the system. He actually urged, even when he was president, he said, parents, you must protect your children from this government school system. He said the reason our cities are on fire is because your children are being indoctrinated and radicalized to hate our country. So he's hit the nail on the head in terms of the problem. Some of the solutions he has proposed, we are very much in favor of, you know, abolishing the Department of Education. Great idea.
Has doing he called for the abolition of the Department of Education?
Oh, yes, many times.
Okay,
and we
know
hope people follow through on that.
That was put in place by Jimmy Carter, basically, as a gift to the National Education Association and the unions. And then Reagan talked about getting rid of it, but he didn't.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's
well, and
so
Trump talked about it in before his first term. When he ran in 2016, he was talking about abolishing the Department of Education and getting rid of Common Core. Unfortunately, Betsy DeVos was underwhelming, shall we say.
She turned out to be a change agent.
Yes.
But even though she was vigorously attacked. But this is an establishment that is so ingrained and so powerful and so vindictive in terms of dealing with anyone that opposes them. Yep. They're putting people in jail. I mean, they are essentially, this is a classic case of projection. I remember, I mean, I had a communist uncle who once said to me, I said, well, what is the, how does the, how do you operate here? Does the Kremlin tell you what to do? And he's like, no, that we all think alike. We don't need the Kremlin to tell us what to do. And whatever it is that we say, the other people are doing, it's what we're doing. And so that's what's going on here. I mean, they're talking about Hitler. They're the ones who are the National Socialists. It's something that you, when you hear these sorts of charges, you need to understand that the opposite is the case. It's just that simple.
Absolutely. And so they accuse conservatives of the things that they themselves are doing. It's truly horrific what they're doing on every front, right? Not just in the political realm, but what they're doing on the educational front. And the communists have really built this system. And I think that's something that people don't understand. As we start the book off with the very first guy who dreamed up the public education system. He was a communist even before Karl Marx came along. His name was Robert Owen. Sam used to talk about him. And he was the first guy to seriously propose since like Plato that the government ought to educate children. He started a secret society to promote this crazy idea. We know because one of the operatives for this society who was organizing the state of New York actually became a Catholic and repented of his involvement in this and blew the whistle. And he said the great object was to get rid of Christianity. They wanted to marginalize religion. They wanted to change the values of Americans. Robert Owen had the idea of getting rid of the family, getting rid of private property, and living in this communist utopia. So that system took root in Prussia. It was imported into Massachusetts by Horace Mann. And then John Dewey, of course, another communist, not a revolutionary communist in the sense of like the Bolsheviks. He believed in a gradual approach where you would just brainwash a few generations. Right. But he loved the Soviet Union. I mean, John Dewey loved the Soviet Union.
He sat at the foot of Stalin and he was all gooey over it.
Yep.
No question.
And he wrote all these crazy articles early on in the history of the Soviet Union for the New Republic, talking about what a great system it was and how they were instilling a collectivistic mentality into their children. And
now, what
what
that
a
how that
wonderful.
translates is that he wanted to replace the individual cognitive, the ability of the individual to think cognitively, which is really the purpose of education, to what he called fusion. In other words, that he would, it was the goal was to create a collective mind, like a beehive, as opposed to the individual operating with self-interest and with skills and tools to control their own independence and their own life. And that's the basic philosophy of the so-called progressive educators.
And they're the ones who built this system, right? That's the foundation of this system. And so no matter what you rebuild on that foundation, it's still going to be rotten. It's still going to be corrupt. It's still going to hurt your children. And so we need to rip out the whole foundation and start again. That's why I tell people we need to stop trying to save the current system. We need to let it collapse and we need to rebuild a new system. In fact, I would argue, I would go so far as to say we need a total separation of school and state. Government should not be involved in the education of children. That's primarily a responsibility of families. Just like it's your job to feed your children and clothe your children and take your children to the doctor. By the way, the government's trying to usurp all those responsibilities from you right now. But just like those things are your responsibility, so is educating your children. And if you need help, you need to turn not to Big Daddy government, you need to turn to your church, your synagogue, your extended family, your neighbors. If you're an atheist, you need to turn to the atheist charity, right? We could do education for a fraction of the cost. Far better results. And this isn't even a debatable point. The federal government will tell you less than one third of the victims of public schools are even proficient in the things that we expect them to know: reading, writing, math, science, history, civics. So this is a catastrophe. And when you understand that communists built this whole system for subversive purposes, you realize that it kind of explains the mess that we're in, right? It's the reason our country's collapsing. It's the reason our families are collapsing. It's the reason we're losing our liberties. None of this would have been possible if the government indoctrination system had not prepared the way in advance.
So then it's really a matter of self-interest to get your children out of the schools. And this is an issue that transcends ideologies, I suppose. I mean, not really.
Even Democrats want their children to read, right?
Because,
that's not a partisan thing.
Everybody's cares about what happens to their children. I mean, ultimately, even if they may say otherwise, I mean, you get people that I know who consider themselves to be ultra left wing, and yet they're concerned about investments. They're concerned about, high taxes for themselves, And so, it's, in other words, you have to appeal to people's self-interest here in your quest, which is quite reasonable. I mean, the idea, I mean, Alex, what are some of the resources you can offer my listeners and viewers in terms of where they can go to get more information? Is there any database that would list the schools or the educators or the modalities that could help people if they want to pull out altogether and, you know, and do homeschooling?
There are a lot of resources. We've compiled a lot at our website, publicschoolexit.com. You know, everything you need is a really good starting point. You can find the laws in your state. You can find schools that we have vetted that we think are adequate. You can find a list of homeschool curricula that we have looked at that we appreciate. We've got an incredible array of advisors and experts we can connect you with if you want to start something or do something new. We also have a lot of other resources just to get up to speed on what's going on. The New American Magazine, where I serve as senior editor, we put out two special issues of the magazine dealing with education, one in 2019, one in 2021. Those are really good tools that you can read and then pass on to other people in your community. We've done several speaking tours. I've been to, I think, 48 states now to talk about this issue, at least five or six different countries to talk about this issue, with many more on the agenda. So we've got a lot of resources out there to educate people on the problem. We've got a lot of resources to educate people on the solution. And, you know, once you make the right decision, which is to pull your children out, or to help your children pull their children out, your grandchildren, you know, that's when you get into the next phase of this. Well, all right, what are the state laws governing the situation in my state? What are the educational options? How am I going to pay for it? And so a really good place to start on all those is publicschoolexit.com. If people want to do the online school freedom project, that's called Freedom Project Academy. You can find us online. Very, very cost-effective option. There are other options like that, you know, depending on your interests and where your children would be. One big problem we have with our online school is that, you know, the kids that are coming to us from government school, when we started, they were 2 or 3 years behind where they were supposed to be, you know, because they have to take a test to get into the school. Now we're finding they're 4, sometimes 5, sometimes even 6 years behind where they're supposed to be. So when you tell a parent of a government school victim that their eighth grade student is going to have to start in third grade, they say, well, you know, that's not going to work. And we understand, right? But we're not going to dumb down the whole school just to cater to the victims who've spent 8 years being dumbed down and brainwashed. So that's a complicating factor. But, you know, Sam used to really do a great job of bringing people up to speed. It starts by teaching them how to read properly and reinstilling in them a love of education and truth. A lot of resources out there. And, you know, the book is also a really good starting point to indoctrinating our children to death. People can get it on Amazon. People can get a signed copy from my website, libertysentinel.org. It's got a lot of ideas in the afterword for places to go, for information, for schools, for curricula, for ideas if you need help financially, right? There's a lot of scholarship opportunities and funding sources out there where people will come alongside you and help. But, you know, it starts with just making the right decision. Hey, I'm not going to let my children be abused and harmed like this anymore. We're going to pull them out.
You know, Alex, you are really emerging as a national leader. I mean, I've seen you, you know, I saw you on with Steve Bannon, who did a tremendous job. And after you left, they really praised you. And they were, like, very impressed by your erudition and your width of knowledge, which is amazing. And so I hope that your trajectory continues. I would imagine you're going to reach some headwinds at some point. You know, I really want to congratulate you for the work you're doing. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate that very much. And very glad to just be able to shine the light on these evil things that are happening. We've got to deal with them, you know, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our families, for the sake of our country. We cannot just hand this down to our children to deal with. We've got to do it now. And really, the future of everything we hold dear hangs in the balance here. So this is not something that we can just pretend like it's not going on. If we don't deal with this existential threat, it's going to destroy everything that is good and true, including our own lives, our own families. And that's just unacceptable. We have to win this fight. We will, but it's going to take hard work.
Indeed. Okay, Alex Newman is the author of Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools' War on Faith, Family, and Freedom, and How to Stop It. Alex, thanks so much for joining me today. Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Charles. Really appreciate it.